It was once a retail giant with a birth right here in Michigan, matter of fact. And downtown Detroit, for that matter. Now word, the very last Kmart store in the state of Michigan is closing its doors for good in just a few weeks. WJR Senior News Analyst Marie Osborne has more of the details on this obituary. Marie?
Attention Kmart shoppers. The end of a retail era is near. The last Kmart store in Michigan, located in Marshall, will close in November, and it has been a long, slow, and painful decline for the discount department store chain that first opened a store in Garden City, Michigan in 1962. The company's roots date back to the SS Kresge 5 and Dime in Detroit, founded in 1899. The company today is owned by Transform Co. By the end of 1981, there were 2,055 Kmart stores across the United States and Canada. Kmart's profitability and sales peaked in 1992 and have since declined due to the competition with Walmart, Target, internet shopping. In 1994, Kmart announced that they would close 110 stores, and unlike its competitors, Walmart and Target, Kmart failed to invest in computer technology to manage its supply chain. The company headquarters building in Troy remains abandoned. It's been so for more than 20 years. The company's famous blue light specials were retired in 1991 with just a couple of revivals through the years. Kmart acquired Sears in 2005, but the last Sears store in the state, that was in the Westland Shopping Center, it closed this summer. Kmart basically died 10 years ago. That from Ken Dalto. He's a retail management consultant speaking to the Detroit News. He says it's a situation where almost everything went wrong in management in terms of their policy and implementation of those policies. March 2019, that was when a federal bankruptcy judge approved the sale of Sears Holdings to Transform Co. for $5.2 billion, and there were 202 Kmart stores and 223 Sears stores, 8 Sears stores, and 6 Sears Automotive Centers right here in Michigan, Paul. But it is all over now.
Yeah, really over, and it's been over for years. And in fact, you mentioned Ken Dalto, the retail and management consultant there in Bingham Farms. He's absolutely right. They weren't done in even, it wasn't the internet, it wasn't Amazon. They were defeated before those things because of bad management and bad decisions. I mean, buying Sears at a time Sears was ready to go shuttered itself. I don't know what they were thinking there, but be that as it may, imagine the biggest thing we can remember in their efforts to survive was the blue light special. I mean, think about it. That's not innovation, not a new way to order in the chain of acquiring goods and passing them along at better prices. You would go into a Kmart, sadly, and you'd see bad merchandise. Yeah. You would not see an identity. Was it for people in their 20s? Was it for their people in their 50s? I guess it was supposed to be for everybody, but it ended up being for nobody. And it's sad, really. It's really sad.
I remember back, this must have been 30 years ago, when Martha Stewart actually looked into buying Kmart at one time. This was, you know, it was kind of on the market, and so she was looking into it. I'll never forget her saying this, that she went, you know, obviously she went and did due diligence and toured the company and did a lot of meetings with them. And she said, you know, she goes, I didn't know a lot about computers, so I brought my computer person with me because I knew that that was going to be an important part of this company. Mm-hmm. And she said, the person said to her, this company is too far behind in its technology. It'll never catch up. Stay away from this deal.
Wow. Well, you know, I bought stock in Kmart years ago thinking I was helping.
I did too. Yep.
I thought I was helping the company. You know, this is our local company. Let's support it. Well, that was foolish. And in fact, one day I woke up and saw that the stock was skyrocketing. And then I realized that it was not my stock. They had closed out our stock and started a new stock. And so those of us who owned Kmart lost everything, and the new stock had some value briefly. I mean, this could be studied in business schools and hopefully already is, or certainly will be. the manipulation of this this brand and the money people made off of it without ever really trying to make it a success. There was money to be made in its failure. And I can't even remember the guy's name. Remember the big savior that came in, and it really turned out he was just a real estate speculator. And, of course, with Kmart and 2,300 stores, there was a lot of real estate back in the day when they actually owned real estate when they had a company like that. And right. And I remember the guy made money just by getting rid of the real estate and then leasing back the stores at prices that no store could afford to lease at and survive.
Sort of reminds you of Art Van, doesn't it?
That is, again, a horrific story.
Yes.
That unfortunately is legal, but probably should not be. Because you're absolutely right. People came in really, apparently, or it certainly seems, as if they never really thought of being a furniture store. You could not collapse a store as successful as Art Van was as quickly as they did if you actually had been trying to make it work as a furniture store. They had a plan. They apparently executed it marvelously. I think they probably made a lot of money, but they displaced thousands of people, and they took one man's American success story and destroyed it. And it was all legal, I'm sure.
Well, just like Kmart, I mean, the Kmart, Art Van, how many, these were big cornerstone retailers in our Detroit area. So many people in my neighborhood grew up getting their first jobs at Kmart. And these were important parts of our community. It's very sad to see what's happened.
Indeed it is. Marie Osborne, our WJR senior news analyst on the obituary of the last Kmart in Michigan to close, ending a nearly 60-year history in our state.